In Life of Pi, a young polytheistic Indian loses his entire family in a shipwreck. Stranded on a small boat with a hungry tiger, the young man must learn to survive and to form an alliance with an animal not commonly an ally. Life of Pi is arguably one of the best films of 2012. Period. It is everything a good movie should be. Beautiful, philosophically deep, and visually poetic. The movie raises subjective and non-offensive critiques of religion through the lens of multiculturalism, as the main character is very much of many faiths. The faith is tested many times in the form of an intense, powerful survival story. It would be a complete understatement to say that the film explores the pure meaning of the phrase three-dimensional. This is true not just in terms of a character study, but in terms of the camera work, editing, general direction, and in pure visual symbolism. It won't hit you when you watch it, but the poetry of the frames will definitely linger with the right viewer long afterwards. However, due to the reasons previously mentioned, the film could still offend those with deeply held religious or political beliefs. Those looking to genuinely test their faith may well be left out of the film's more positive viewership. To those looking for eye candy that also has substance, this will definitely be the go-to film. However, if that same type of viewer wants to keep their religion or beliefs relatively static, then still you will hopefully be able to look past such controversial ideas. Just keep in mind potential testiness. This is nonetheless an award-laden film worth seeing for hopefully all the right reasons. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Logan Smith.